You might hear a lot about the professional boxers who win championships, but what about the sparring partners who help them get to the top? MG Montemayor has this profile of a sparring partner who works in Los Angeles.
My last fight in the MGM Grand, that was the opening bout for the Canelo versus Lara.
Luis Bello says he used to be a scrawny kid who got beat up at school. Then he got his first taste at boxing at 8 years old. Now 21, he's been a pro for over 3 years, and his path to boxing seems almost inevitable.
It's always been in my family, and growing up, I'd see my dad going to the gym, and he'd take me when I was small. I was like 11, 12, when I decided, like, hey, I'm going to do this, like, all the way through.
Bello remembers his first sparring match vividly. He took on an older, more experienced fighter. His dad was there, too.
Do what you have to do. He's like, if you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, this is boxing. You're bound to get hit. So I went there the first time. They say it's the make it or break it thing. Like, you either like it or you're like, this is not for me. So for me, like, I was like, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be better than that guy.
He committed to training and conditioning throughout his early teenage years. He then decided to become a sparring partner for the pros and discovered the boxing community is small, relying on word of mouth and a web of connections.
Well, here in Southern California, it's all connected. Everyone knows someone, and they start making phone calls like, yeah, I need a sparring partner that's a southpaw, tall, at this weight. Okay, they're like, oh, I think I don't have one, but I think I know who might.
Eventually, he got his wish. At a young age, he was sparring with professional and world champion boxers, bouts that let him pick up techniques along the way.
Leo Santa Cruz, John Molina, Miguel Vasquez, and there's a lot, like, throughout my whole boxing career. They would dominate me, they'd land punches on me and everything, but it's a learning process, and it's, like, the hard way to learn. And you're getting, like, smacked around. They're playing with you, and you don't want to get played with. You want to be taken serious and actually connect some punches.
And when he was able to connect some punches and do well, he says it was a good feeling. Because of the sparring experience, Bello says he became a better boxer.
You learn from them, and then when you find someone kind of like at your level, what they did to you, you do to them now.
But being an amateur in the boxing world means having to earn respect.
Yeah, like, I go to the gym and then they'll look at me like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, well, I came here to spar with John Molina. And they look at me like from head to toe like, oh, you're his sparring partner? I was like, yeah. After I was done sparring with him, oh, everyone started coming, like, hey, what's your name? How many fights you have? All this and that. Oh, that's so cool. Like, you're going to be good. So I'm getting all these compliments after they've seen my work. The way you got to do is you have to show them what you got, and that brings in people.
After several years as an amateur boxer refining his skills, at 18 years old, he finally went pro.
So I did a lot of private fights, and to this day, one of my private fights, I think it was like probably like one of my best fights. I fought some guy from Tahiti, a 6-round fight. He was undefeated, I was undefeated. I ended up winning, but it was a tough fight, but it's like those fights that you enjoy. As a boxer, you kind of like live for those fights.
Now 21, he looks back on the last few years and is thankful for the learning experience.
The best thing about boxing is, I guess, the way it molds you. You're more a confident person, like wherever you stand, like you're not really intimidated by anyone, and you have more security with yourself.
Job security is another matter. Sparring partners don't always get paid. So, Bello says if they have professional boxing dreams like he does, they have to consider every body shot, uppercut, and hook as an investment that could one day be worth its championship belt weight in gold. MG Montemayor, Annenberg Radio News.